And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa and the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here with Captain Dave, Captain Dave Hansen. You know, we have football helmets on, being that this is the last weekend of the playoffs and NFL. So we actually added our protection here from Captain Dave.
Be safe.
Yeah, you got to be safe when being around Captain Dave. Yeah, but we're having a great time and giving away a phenomenal prize.
Boy, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, how about this for one lucky caller at the end of today's show? An amazing prize pack. First off, with a really cool assortment of Creepy Crawler soft plastic lures. And as we said at the beginning of the show, it was a lure that Jack had talked about, a really nice, you know, scampy, reminiscent, more stuff, more action, twin tail style lure. It's a great, a great
Steve
soft
Barber
plastic.
Brought him back, basically.
Yeah, it was really, really cool of those guys. So, again, somebody's going to get an assortment of Creepy Crawler soft plastic lures and a Crossfire reel. All that, again, is courtesy of our buddy Steve at Creepy Crawler Lures, which are available at C4 Sport Fishing in the Tackle Store. You can get them at Pacific Edge and at 22nd Street. So, some really great spots to get those Creepy Crawler lures. In addition to that, you're going to get 2 3-quarter day passes to go fishing at a Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So a great opportunity to go on the best boats around at a Dana Wharf on a 3-quarter day trip. Great. And a 1-year membership to yoursaltwaterguide.com. So you'll get to get in on all the stuff we've been talking about, the how-to videos, the legend sections with all the great interviews, all of it. You're getting a full year membership to Your Saltwater Guide.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're going on a 3-quarter day trip out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, you're going fishing with Captain Brian Woolley, right?
It could be Brian. It could be Corey.
Okay.
You see the Clemanias. Fun.
Yeah.
It just depends on when you go.
Yeah.
Yep. There's either one, you're going to be on a good with a
it's
good
It's a
guy.
Good time. Yeah, for sure. All right, Rick, phones are packed up. Let's jump into it.
You got it. If you want to get your shot to get it on those phones, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
What was your most favorite video you shot on the video you made?
Your favorite video that you've posted to Your Saltwater Guide?
Oh, probably the showing how the bluefin blows up on the rubber flying fish. We bring it down. I zoom in on the fish, and I talk about what's about to happen, and I talk about the breather and everything, and then you watch the explosion, and then he misses it, and he misses it, and he misses it, and then he gets it.
Oh.
And I talk about how do these fish get to be so big with such horrible aim.
Yeah, but that thing's not easy to catch sometimes.
Well, you would think, though, when you weigh 250 pounds, you're pretty good at eating.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you would hope so.
I'll tell you what, I weigh over 200 pounds, and no cheeseburger escapes me ever.
Is there anything more exciting than watching that happen, especially in a scenario like that where you know, hey, man, this is it. We're lined up, and there's the school, and they're up on top, and we've got our course right, and the yummy's skipping on its way into the school. Like, is there much more exciting than the anticipation of that and then watching it go down?
Well, I am calico bass, calico bass, calico bass, and I never thought there would be anything more exciting than anchoring up and throwing mackerel onto a boiler rock and catching a bass until I started flipping that rubber flying fish around. And you know what's funny, Pete? That day that I got all that bitching video with that fish, that was that day.
That was that day
that
we were
day
out.
You came up.
Yeah, that we pulled on
there.
One for 2 hours and 45 minutes. Yeah.
There was this spot of fish that we'd been working for like a week, and we were all by ourselves up there, and this spot of fish kept coming up in the same exact area on the ridge, and it was just pretty insane. They would come up foaming, and they'd just be they'd be swimming around 700, 800.
And they were all big ones.
Yeah, they were
all
over 200.
All cows.
Every one of them.
And there was a blue whale in the middle of it.
Yeah, and they were all this.
It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Nat Geo day.
Yeah. Oh, total Nat Geo.
Uh huh. And Pete got too excited, and he ended up throwing a mackerel in the water on a
80 pound
on a bass rod.
Yeah, 80 pound. Yeah, and we pulled on it for 2 hours and 45 minutes, and it finally broke.
Yeah.
So that just showed up. Well, what happened was is we were kind of coming into the area. We didn't have our yummy in the water, and this is kind of before we were doing anything with live flyers or anything.
Right.
So we were just totally out of sync, and here's this massive, you know, it's like,
here
what
are
you doing?
Yeah.
I had a 100-pound outfit and an 80-pound outfit, and I said, okay, pin a mackerel on, and I'm going to slow troll you guys by here. Well, guess what? He ate the 80 pound.
Yeah. Of course he did.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And
single speed or two speed?
Oh, it was on a Talica 20.
Okay.
We had 20, but it was
you had the shot.
It was a giant.
It was sure. Probably
and it was
pounds.
Just, oh, yeah. And
yeah.
we pulled on him, like full on,
yeah.
Rotating around, pulled on him in the rod holder, pulling on him on the deck. I mean, we did
anything
everything. And what's amazing is this 80 pound Seaguar Blue Label. It lasted for 2 hours and 45
sure.
minutes. It
yeah.
was a circle hook and everything, but, I mean, we pulled... I mean, we had the drag pinned. You could not pull drag off
yeah,
of that
right.
reel, and we were pulling hard on that fish. But since then, that was the first big one I've ever hooked on field research. Since then, I've learned that you got to keep that boat in gear when you're going. You know,
yeah.
we stood still, and that was our biggest... I think to this day,
circle.
We could have had that fish... Had we just kept it in gear going forward and planed them up because we
right.
just couldn't get them
out of
the death circle. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I show you that on the videos.
And that's
yeah.
all. And that, again, that's the things we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like everything, nobody's an expert at doing anything until you do it a bunch. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And
yeah.
and you've caught a ton of big fish.
Yeah.
But and before that,
yeah.
but on a sport boat or something different or a different
right.
platform,
right,
or, you
right,
know,
right.
and it is. It's different,
it's a different deal.
On a small boat. You know,
yeah.
it's just. The way you go about it is different.
But that was quite a day.
That's
yeah,
so cool.
Yeah,
that gets my yeah. skin crawling.
Yeah,
I want to see that so bad.
I mean, I want
right
to see
now.
That again
yeah,
this
totally.
Year, right? I want to see that spot of fish with that blue whale in the middle one
Listening
more time.
Listening to Tom Gray, it sounds like you got
was just
a little
gonna,
bit of a chance.
Yeah, we're going to get it. Tom Green's
going
to put us on him, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's the thing. It's like there's so many videos. If you want to learn about bluefin tuna fishing, there's a lot. I learned how to pin the helium balloon on the kite the
right.
proper way on one of the your saltwater guide videos. And
thank
that,
you.
That way you develop with the just simple birthday ribbon
right.
and using some tape and just it's so simple, so easy, and it's foolproof.
And gang, I'll promise you this. I'm not Rick. I can't do technical stuff. It has to be super simple
yeah.
for me. I'm
and
not the
simple.
Technical guy.
This
it's got to be as simple as it can, man.
Yeah.
I watch the knot you tie, Rick, and I'm like, wow, that's a bitchin' knot. I could never tie it, but it looks pretty bitchin'.
There's so much to say about that, you know, the keep it simple, stupid, you know,
yeah.
and it works for a reason.
Yeah.
And that's what I have to do because
like
that's
it.
My brain.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that was a great call, Doug. Appreciate that. How about we hit the text? This one is, good morning, guys. I'm planning on fishing this year, mostly half day, full day, and day and a half. I'd like to know how much I should be tipping. Do you tip to the individuals or do you tip to the boat? And approximately how much should I be looking for? That's from FJ in San Diego.
And that's a great question.
Yeah.
I've made tipping videos. I've got beat up more than anybody in the history of the planet on Bloody Decks for teaching people how to tip. Here's the deal, gang. If I'm running the boat, I'm the captain of the Dana Pride or whatever sport boat, and you give me $100 bill, and you say, here you go, Cap, guess what? That $100 bill is going to get split up four ways or three ways, depending on how many crew members. Every penny that you hand us gets split three or four ways. So you always have to look at the crew and say, okay, there was five guys today, or there's three guys. Gang, if you have a horrible time and they treat you like garbage, and well, first of all, don't tip according to what you catch. Don't ever tip according to what you catch. Because do you think I work harder when it's wide open and I can ride at gray light, there's full speed, and we're just knocking the living bejesus out of them? Or do you think I work harder when I'm staring at binoculars all day long and we finally get bit at the end of the day or we don't get bit?
Nobody wants to catch them more than the captain.
No, absolutely. And when they're biting, we know how to kill them. We can kill them better than
yeah.
I'm sorry to use that word, but we know what we're doing when they bite. But the rest of the day when we're all struggling and my crew's down there trying to keep you all happy and they're all talking to you and you're having a cool conversation and the cook's making you bitching food and everything's cruising along good and we're all waiting for that magic patty or that magic magic jig strike that's going to change the day. But don't ever tip according to what we catch, because that's just not cool. Tip according to how you were treated.
Yeah.
And everybody in the business knows that you are the most important person on the boat. Every single one of you are the most important. But you got to always look, hey, I'm going to tip them $20. All right. So we split that five ways. We each got what? I know I'm not good at math, but we each got less than $5.
Yeah.
So you just got to think everything gets split evenly.
Yeah.
Everything gets split evenly.
You tip 15-20% in a restaurant, just kind of look at it that way.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for that text. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it, buddy. How about this time we're going to talk to Chuck, and he's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's good to hear your voice again, Dave.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks, man. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, my kids are asking when we get to go see the crazy guy at the shows again this year.
Soon, we hope. But not. It doesn't look good for this year. We'll see.
Hey, one thing I will say about Dave's website, which what I really love about it, and I've been on there since it started, is if he doesn't have something there, you ask him for it, and he'll get it there for you. So it's really accommodating, and that's what really makes it interactive, which is really cool. I do have a question. Brian Woolley talks about fishing the rubber lures for the sculpin. How exactly is that setup done, and are you using a lead head with it, or just hooks, or how does it work?
It's very dependent on the current and the wind for the day, because if there's a lot of current and the boat's and there's a lot of wind, the boat's swinging around, you're going to have to drop or loop. So you put an 8-ounce weight on, and then above that 12 inches or so, you're going to tie a loop, and you're going to put your rubber lure on there, your swim bait or your scampi or whatever you're going to use. You can use one of Corey's baits, but you're going to want to put a bigger weight on the bottom, so it's going to be a dropper loop type of setup with the rubber on there. And the reason why that rubber is so tantalizing to those sculpin is because they're looking for something different. They're just looking for something on the bottom different. And a lot of times your bait will get ripped off, and then that rubber's still going to catch you a sculpin. So that's how you're going to rig. You're going to put it on an 8-ounce or 12-ounce weight with the rubber lure above it.
On the Dana Ware Sport Fishing Instagram page yesterday or the day previous or a couple days ago, they did a great photo of that rig that Willie's talking about, that you're talking about right now, just the dropper loop with the lead head and a 5-inch MC Viejo, the rig that Willie's always talking about. So if you want to jump on their Instagram page and get a good visual of it.
That's the sculpin rig.
There you go.
What about, would that work for sand bass too?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I know a dolphin's been getting the sand bass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good fishing.
It'll work for sand bass.
It's always fun when, the rockfish closure happens. It's always like a gulp. Oh, man, what are we going to do right now? It's wintertime. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, wow, there's great sand bass fishing and great sculpin fishing to be had. Yeah, there's some good fishing going on right now.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Here's a question on our text. Dave, tell a good Georgie story.
George Clough?
Yeah.
The greatest. Oh, my God. George. I grew up
greatest
with
greatest calico bass fisherman ever, maybe?
Phenomenal.
Yeah?
Just insane. Insane.
I mean,
insane calico bass fisherman.
Jack Soul George Clough. I mean, those guys, that would be a fish off.
Yeah, that would be fun to watch.
Yeah.
You could hold a TV show
about
it.
You can't answer that question. What do you want on your steak? You want salt or you want pepper? There's no wrong choice between those.
But George,
George
Clough worked for my father.
He worked for decades.
For a very, very long
time. Started on for the Georgie burger.
I was going to ask you that. Better calico bass angler or better
cook?
Better burger man?
He's a phenomenal cook, but he started out on the San Clemente Pier, like we were talking in the very beginning of the show. George is one of the guys, worked with my dad forever, was a cook on the Clemente forever, but before that he was on the Sum Fund as a cook with John Manser, Todd Manser's dad.
Wow.
George worked with Todd's dad.
That's
and
cool.
Then George's been around forever, but George gave me something that I use all the time when I have friends come visit me in Cabo and stuff. I make George Clough's world-famous French toast, and I've been making that since I was 17 years old. I made it on the boats. I make it at home. George gave me that recipe, and it is absolutely insane, and everybody loves it. George Clough's famous French toast.
So when you were a kid, did you used to go in and have Georgie burgers on the boat?
Here's how it was. When I was a kid, we were on galley restriction. We were allowed, because everybody wanted to give us everything because we were Don's kids, but we were allowed, me and my brother were allowed, one cheeseburger, one Coke, one candy bar.
That was that.
Well, yeah, after a while, because in the beginning we would eat like 100 candy bars and drink 15 sodas on a half day trip.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we could get whatever we wanted for free because we had owned the place.
Yeah.
It was pretty
George,
wild.
I'm sure, George, you were brought up well with George.
Oh, yeah. He was like my babysitter. He, you know, I think about it today and the things George, Bob Lorman, and some of the captain, Ray Duane, those guys used to have to come pick me up in the morning before they'd go to work. I think about that now and I'm like, man, that must have sucked.
Especially you pick Dave up, right?
You start at 5 o'clock in the morning and you got to start at 4:45 picking up the boss's kid.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. Everybody's patiently waiting, excited to talk to Dave. How about next we talk to Mark? He's got us from Santee this morning. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I've got a question, Dave. Do you have automatic withdrawal from your bank account if you subscribe to the to this thing?
If that's what you want, I'd be more than happy to take your money automatically.
So it's just automatic. So you have either an ACH or credit card.
Right. You sign up, and there's a button you push, and you can go for the $4.99 a month, or you can go for the $55 for the year, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore.
So that's it. So it's $55 a year or $4.99 a month.
Correct.
Okay.
And then it's up to you, though. It's totally up to you. It's your money. It's your credit card. There's a button. If you don't push the button, then it's automatically going to be withdrawn every month, $4.99.
Yeah. All right. Perfect. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
All right. Oops. Let's jump into another and talk to Lou. Lou's calling us from Fullerton this morning. Hi, Lou. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick. Hey, welcome back,
Haven't heard
Dave.
From you in a long time, Lou.
Lou.
Good morning.
Well, I was a few weeks ago when your phone went dead after my call got interrupted somewhat, and you guys were off the air for the rest of the day. You were having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, scared you off.
Yeah, what you needed was a good telephone man.
And we needed a telephone guy, Lou.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Dave, welcome back up north, and long time no see, long time no talk, but I've been following you on some of your podcasts and some of your videos. Question is, do you have a miss you, brother. Miss you. Hey, do you have a website for your jerky? I mean, I've seen you do the presentation, you and Kelly, and I try to, you know, making that that transmission from down there, and had a breakup, and I just never got the website. Do you have it? Do you have it available?
Yeah, and we'll do that off air. So what? No, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, BajaJerky.com. Go to BajaJerky.com and order your jerky, and then just put in my code YSWG, your saltwater guide, and the number 20,
right.
And then you'll save it on the bag of jerky, and you get it delivered right to your house.
Or you get a discount.
Yeah, you get 20% off by ordering it with my code YSWG.
20.
Yeah.
Okay.
YSWG20, BajaJerky.com.
There you go. All
you
right,
got it.
Lou.
You got
thanks
it.
A lot
Lou.
For the call this morning.
You,
appreciate
buddy.
That. Look us on the line. Ginny Hall. Big Captain Dave fan.
The much,
right?
the much better half.
Yeah.
Hi,
yeah, yeah. Good morning, Ginny.
Hi, Ginny.
Hey, honey.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great.
Nice to hear from you.
Well, I never call, but I just wanted to say hello to Dave and tell him I'm his greatest fan, and I thank him for speaking at our shows. He is knowledgeable, he is entertaining, and he makes it real, and I think it's fun. So
thank you,
that's
Jenny.
All I want to say. I can't
thank
always
you,
stay for the whole seminars, but I go by for a little bit every time.
So Bart always tells us the story that whenever there's a Dave Hansen seminar, that Ginny always has, you know, has him, let's go see. So that's a true story you're saying, Ginny. Bart's not making that up.
It is a true story, yes.
Yeah, and what's so great is he's great with kids, too. I mean, he gives the kids all kinds of swag and, you know, really talks to the kids. And the kids love him, right, Ginny?
Yes. And, you know, you can consider me a child even though I'm old.
Always young at heart, right?
Yes, right.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Ginny. That's nice of you to call. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you.
Well, nice to hear from you guys. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Right. Right. That's cool. All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the text. We've got some great ones standing by. This one says, what is the best month for catching wahoo in Cabo San Lucas? And that's from Steve in Lakewood.
I would say it starts around the end of October. As soon as the Bisbee's over and everybody goes away and the pressure comes off the water, and then it's really good November. November's probably the best time down there, and it's all structure fish, and you're just looking for some rocks or some type of structure, and you want to be there at gray light in the morning. You want to be fishing Wahoo gray light. As soon as the sun comes up, you better go do something else, and then wait till the very end of the day, right at gray light at the end of the day. Those are the two.
They like the structure,
time.
Right?
Yeah, they're going to be on some type of structure, and they don't like to bite when the sun's out. I mean, you.
And
I know
when's prime time down there?
November.
Yeah.
November.
And it bit it well in December, too, right?
Yeah, they were biting good. There was a lot of little fish this year.
Yeah.
Kind of cool. They're good eating, those little guys, but that was kind of fun. There was stops.
Like how little?
Like 20-pounders.
Yeah.
20, 25-pounders.
I'll take a 20-pounder.
But they were troll, and you get a bite, and there was so much sardine that when you get a bite, you'd throw bait. And they would come to the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
And you could fly line sardines to catch Wahoo.
Catch Wahoo.
Yeah, and Dorado. They were swimming together.
Wow.
Too. It was the most beautiful-looking thing, those psychedelic colors on the Dorado and those neon blue flashes
so
from
rad.
The Wahoo.
Our buddies, you know, and customers were talking about fishing right out in front and replacing a Wahoo bomb with a Colt Sniper. So it's just like you were fishing Barracuda at home, a Colt Sniper and a 30-pound rod, and just...
Yeah,
catching, you know, catching Wahoo full speed.
Wow, how fun.
How good is a 25-pound Wahoo eat up, too?
That was so good.
Oh, man.
Sounds
better.
Sounds fun. Hey, if you want to get through, here's your chance. Been a busy morning, packed phone lines, one line open right now. Andrew's standing by waiting for your call there. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. You got that great creepy crawler assortment, the two passes on Dana Wars Sport Fishing, and the year for your saltwater guide up for grabs for one lucky caller. And here's an interesting text, too, here. John from National City, I entertained by this one. Captain Dave is my favorite part of going to the Fred Hall show. I always get there early and set up in front. My favorite quote from Dave is, don't let them tell you you can affect the population of fish with a rod and reel. You're not that good. I like that.
That is me. That's what
and he says, thank you, Dave, for all your wisdom.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's great.
For sure. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. Mike and Rosemead has been hanging in there with us. Mike, good morning. Thanks for hanging on, and let's talk hook up.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was a good line there. Yeah, good morning, guys. I haven't been able to get through to you for quite a while, but I'm glad I'm on. Thanks for taking my line.
Great to have you.
Dave, you know, I cringe every time I get on a open party, which I rarely do, but mainly charters. I go on charters. And you have all these experienced guys going on, and they bring on a tackle box that is twice the size of what they need. They bring 10 rods on. And these guys are experienced guys, but, you know, they can download a little bit. They don't need to carry so much on. As far as clutter on the boat, everybody's, like, tripping over tackle boxes. Is there a way you can cover that on one of your website videos or just, you know, tell them to tone it down a little bit?
Airing
it out.
On my website, we talk about that, and we talk about the guy that has to use a forklift to get his tackle box on the boat. And we talk about
exactly.
The guy that brings 12 rods. I've been fishing my whole life. If Ricky told me tomorrow, hey, you want to go fishing with me? I'm going to probably grab 2 rods just because one might break, but I'm really going to use the one that I like. And I'm going to put some hooks in my pocket and maybe a couple of lures, but that's it. It's going to go in my pocket and my rod. Maybe 2 rods, because I don't know where on a 3-quarter day trip where you're going with 20 rods and a tackle box that you can't even lift. And then
yeah, but
I see these guys with these tackle boxes with all these lures and they can't even cast.
Yeah, but if you have all the stuff, don't you want to take it with you?
No.
Take
that tackle box, should be storage in your garage for when you need to get some stuff. You open it up, you grab what you need, and you go.
All right.
And if you're going on a long range trip.
But now, as a tackle store owner, what do you say to that, Ricky?
You got to have the stuff.
I mean, it's just the same thing. It's not a black or white answer. If you're going on a 3-quarter day with Taro that he talked about yesterday, you're not going to use the same rod for fishing a 12-pound yellowtail and a kelp patty as a 200-pound bluefin on a flat fall. So you got to take an appropriate amount of stuff. 12 rods and a three-quarter, of course that's more than a guy.
A little overkill.
But, you could very easily, build the case for fishing four or five different hours. You need to bring what's appropriate for the trip you're going on. And that's what Dave's saying. You're going on a long-range trip. It might be appropriate for you to have 12 rods to do all the things you're doing. And if you're going on a half-day boat and you know that you're sculpin fishing, you probably only need one or two. But, I just don't think you can call that a case-by-case. And as a tackle store owner, hell yeah, I say you've got to get more.
You
don't got to bring them every time, but you sure got to have them for the just in case.
Yeah.
Make orange and make a ride.
Exactly. Yeah. I got a fun text.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, great call. Appreciate it. Fun text came through. I'd like to compliment Dave on his saltwater and his customer service for your saltwater guy. I have a friend that had a health issue, and I signed him up to provide a diversionary, and there was a little bit of glitch that was very possibly due to me. I called Dave, had a great conversation. There was absolutely no hesitation and no questions asked. Problem solved. Great information and great customer service. Thanks, Dave, from Bob in Newport.
Thank you, Bob. Yep. Whatever you guys want, I'm right here for you. I want you all just to smile.
I like it.
That's
very cool.
All I want.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the radio network.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
It's Yamaha's The Power of Reliability sales event. For a limited time, eligible select new 2.5 to 350 horsepower four-strokes come with up to $1,500 in dealer credit or 2 years of Yamaha extended warranty protection. Yamaha. Reliability starts here.
Offering March 2nd, 2021. Subject change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service contract added to Yamaha factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's a fact. Shimano produces some of the finest fishing reels for our Southern California sport fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We have a complete selection of Shimano saltwater reels like Talica, Speedmaster, Trinidad, Torium, and Tranx reels. Plus, we have all the best Shimano lures like Flatfall, Cold Sniper, and Orca. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano product for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will maximize your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day, full-day, and open party trips. Book online at fisherman'slanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, I'm having a great show. So much great information, different stories back and forth. If you want to join us, get through on this Let's Talk Hookup. Still plenty of time for you. 213 area code 432-1090. Not only your opportunity to talk to Dave, but also winning that killer prize pack, including the Creepy Crawler Soft Plastics, the Crossfire Reel, three-quarter day trips out of Dana Ward Sport Fishing, and a one-year membership to yoursaltwaterguide.com.
Absolutely. Hey, Greg in Huntington Beach is asking, I know you're favorite fish to catch is a calico. What's the biggest bass caught, and where did you catch it?
It was at San Clemente Island, and it was 11 pounds on a live greenback mackerel.
On a live greenback mackerel.
But this was...
Did you let it go?
Probably not. This was a long time ago. We were using 6-aught reels with 60-pound mono. There was no braid back then. If there was, none of us had ever seen it. But we were using 6-0s. Trolling, we were fishing calico bass with our trolling rods all the time at San Clemente Island.
Really?
All the time. Back then, there wasn't 10 million sea lions. Mm-hmm. So you'd go to Clemente, and everybody would stay up all night and make mackerel. And you would just jiggle mackerel all night long, and you'd probably get 400 or 500 of them in the bait tank.
Wow.
And then all day, we would just fish boiler rocks. And I was running the Seahorse because... My mentor, the guy that taught me how to fish, I fished with a lot of good guys, but Mike Thompson, the owner of Newport Landing, Wigman, I worked with him on the Patrician and on the Amigo, and we got that boiler rock fishing from a sport boat. We had it down. We would anchor up in 12 feet of water, 14 feet of water, and just chuck. You just see 15 guys throwing mackerel all day, just mackerel flying through the air and just giant calico. Now you can't do it. Because everywhere you go, it's straight sea lions. The mackerel hits the water, all you get is the head back. It's straight sea lions. That fishery's gone, unfortunately. It's gone because of the California sea lion.
But they do like eating them, though, don't they?
Oh, baby. There's nothing better than butt hooking a greenback mackerel, holding your rod tip really high, and jerking on him as you're swimming. And you know you're pushing him, because when you hook him in the butt and jerk with the rod up high, you could steer him. And you know you're steering him right into where the eel grass is, and he's swimming, and you're going, oh, this is going to be bitching. Boom! He just comes, big, giant calico comes flying out of the water
cool
to eat
that.
It. Yeah, it's almost as cool as that bluefin.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's
for
awesome.
Sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
I want to read a text because I thought this is a great call when you're talking about fishing live bait, and this pertains to bait fishing. This is from John in La Mesa. I could listen to Dave all day. What a great show. What's the ratio for gallons of water per scoop of live bait for my bait tank in my private boat?
Question.
Yeah, I just figured with us talking about bait, you know.
All right, and that's good, John, because I am the bait guy. I love bait. I'm Everham Brothers'
bait
favorite person because I help them sell a phenomenal amount of bait, man.
Oh, and the bait right now... Man, it's God. So good right
so
now.
Good.
It's so
cured
good.
Up.
Oh,
good,
it's so
limited
good.
Boxes for weeks and weeks at a time.
It'll eat your finger when you stick your hand in there. So here's the deal. First of all, you got to make sure you got proper flow. That bait tank flow is super important. It should fill up anywhere between 7 and 8 minutes. And if it doesn't, then it... I hear this a lot of times. I read this a lot. Oh, the bait sucked today. No, probably your bait tank sucked today. It wasn't the bait.
Real quick, though, explain that. When you say it should take 7 or 8 minutes, what does that refer to?
When you put the plug in and you turn on your bait pump, you should time it. And it should go all the way from the empty to the top between 7 and 8 minutes. That means that whole bait tank is changing water every 8 minutes. It's got.
What if it's going in 5 minutes or 4 minutes?
Then it's going to kill your bait.
Okay.
Because it's too much flow and it's burnt. It's burning the bait. It's ripping all their scales off. They can't swim against the current because there's too much flow in the bait tank. And if it takes longer than 8 minutes, then there's not enough oxygen in the water to keep the bait alive. So it's super crucial. This has been done by a lot of people way smarter than me that figured out that it was 7 to 8 minutes. So that's not even something to debate. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. I'm sorry, but it is what it is. And that's just, there's no way around it. And I don't care if it's the bait tank on the Royal Polaris or if it's a bait tank on your Parker. It's the same exact time because it's the amount of water that has to change. Also, when your water flows in your tank, it needs to flow in from the top to the bottom. It can't just come in the top and come out the top, then the whole bottom's dead. The whole bottom of the tank's dead. It has to flow, and it has to flow in a direction. You don't want the water just pouring into the tank. It has to flow in a direction so that the fish gets to swim against the current. You know, it's just like, think about a trout in a river. He's not pointed downstream. He'd be flying down the stream. He has to point into the current. So same with your sardines, same with your anchovies. If it's squid, you can put it in a 5-gallon bucket with a hose in it. It's going to be fine.
Doesn't matter. No. Can you put squid and sardine in together?
If you want to feed the squid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they'll eat them.
They'll eat them all.
They'll eat all those things.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
They're savages. They'll eat your sardines all up. You look in the tank, and all your sardines will have squid prints all over them. And there'll be a bunch of chewed up pieces on the bottom. But how much how much bait to put in the water, that is going to depend always on the quality of the bait and how you load the bait. You want to help the guy at the bait barge put the bait in your tank. But if you have a 40-gallon, somewhere between 40 and 50 gallons, that's a 55-gallon drum, you could probably, if you handled it right and handled it proper, these big giant sardines, you could probably get 2 scoops in there. If you got anchovies,
so how many passes is 2 scoops?
I believe on the bait barge in San Diego, that Everingham Brothers, I believe it's 4.
Passes.
I think it's 4.
4 passes per scoop?
Per scoop.
Okay.
All right. That's what I think.
Like a half a net full,
and
basically.
I think that they consider a scoop, they have a weight. So like that's the thought of it. It's X amount of pounds of bait is what equals a scoop.
And, absolutely.
You know, but yeah, I believe the same. I believe it's around 4 passes.
But 90% of
but
the
time. But that's not the perfect measurement, you know.
No.
But 90% of the time, gang, it's not the bait company's fault. It's your bait tank's fault. So
yeah. and
that taste out of your mouth.
And the other thing, too, is guys buy a boat equipped with a bait tank.
Nope.
And
live
a lot of
well.
Times
no,
they're just...
Nope.
They're,
it's alive
a lot of times
well.
They're not bait tanks.
Right. No, it's alive well.
Alive well. It's a different deal.
Like I say in all my seminars, gang, if you go out on the water and you catch a largemouth bass and you put it in there, it'll stay alive, and then we'll all meet you at the dock because you'll be the first largemouth ever caught in the ocean, and it'll be bitching. But those are live wells. Those little boxes, those little square boxes in the back corner, that's a live well. That's not going to keep any bait alive. It's like a washing machine. Those poor little baits are going to get the living bejesus beat out of them.
And you made a great point on the quality of bait. Everingham produces the single best live bait that can be caught. But factors happen. Hot water and stress and time in the box and all those things. And you need to be aware of it, too. You might have a 3-scoop bait tank, but if the bait is stressed, be smart about it and put 2 scoops of bait in there and keep all 2 scoops alive rather than trying to push your luck and maximize your bait and then killing half of it because you went away. You know, you're so money ahead having all of your 2 scoops alive than you are putting 3 scoops in and then killing 1.5 scoops of it because you tried to stress it out.
You start putting it in and you see a lot of scales. It's like, slow it down,
easy.
Right? Yeah.
And, you know, the other thing, too, which we see on our boat all the time is guys will put their bait in, and the second that the last pass is in the tank, especially in San Diego Bay, they idle away from the bait receiver, and 20 seconds later, it's full throttle, pounding their way down for an hour. Like, just hang out for a little bit. You're going to, 90% of the time, you drive as fast as you can out there, then pull the boat out of gear, and then rig up all your tackle. Like, rig all your stuff up while you're floating around, let the bait settle in, clean your boat up. Like, you just don't need to be in a hurry right then. Leave 30 minutes early and let your bait settle in for you. It'll just be so much better off.
Absolutely. When you got live bait, you want to have live bait.
Live bait, yeah. Live bait.
Right.
Yeah. Not all green, or not all
beat up.
Beat up, red, and yeah, that for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Jam packed. Jerry and Dana Point, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jerry?
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, hey. We got him.
Hey,
hi, Jerry.
The reason why I called was that I know that Dave has offered his service. So I was going to ask him, since he knows the different name brands and has used most of the different types of electronics out there, what he likes so far as meter, GPS, radar, autopilot, anchor winch, those type of things. What
okay,
does he like?
That we could go for an hour, but which if you, because I'm not going to try to piss anybody off, so if you want to,
since when?
Well, because I respect your show and I want to be able to come back. So if you want to do me a favor, just for the betterment of the show and everything, if you want to send me an email at yoursaltwaterguide@yahoo.com, we will go over
yoursaltwaterguide@yahoo.com.
Yes.
Okay.
You go and send me an email, and I'll give you a list of what I like and what I like to use, because I'm not, there's no one sponsoring me as far as all those products go, and there are people here that are sponsoring the show, and so there might be a conflict of interest, and I don't want to do anything to make anybody mad. I've already done that enough times here.
No, now as far as pedometers.
Yeah.
I mean, we're I like Simrad. But
this show has never been about that.
It's not about that.
And
so give it. So bring it.
That's not
my go-to is Furuno.
Furuno.
Yeah. Furuno.
Okay.
GPS. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They're all the same. It does not matter. It's just that they all have the same mapping system. Now, if you want to get deeper into it and have the MLPAs and all that stuff up on it, there's other types of things that you can put in there. Simrad's got some pretty rad stuff. Furuno's got some rad stuff. There's just so many different ways to go about it. As far as radar goes, well, radar is really important, especially in the fog and in the dark of the night down mm-hmm. here in San Diego with all the boat movement in and out of the harbor and everything. You're going to want to have a really good radar, but each company, I've looked at all. I've looked at Ray Marine. I've looked at Furuno. I've looked at Simrad. I've looked at, Raytheon. I've looked at so many different companies.
And they have different levels, too.
Yeah, but the pictures, if you tune them right, they all seem to tune just fine and look good. The wheels meet the road is going to be on that pedometer. That is the thing, that pedometer.
And not
the
just the transducer. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head.
And when you
like
get it mounted, you want to get it through-hole mounted, and you don't want it on the transom because of the air, and you want to make sure that you get a good fairing block, and there's just so many things that go into it that matter. It all matters.
Yeah.
Like I always say, every single thing matters. And if you half-ass one thing, you're going to get half-ass results.
Now, good question on the windlass, because that's something that, I've been through it with windlasses. Any recommendations on a windlass?
Well, the ones that we love are the Luco. I don't know if you're
Luco.
Luco.
Okay.
That's the one I'm using. That's what I got. It'll pull the bow of the boat under the water.
All right.
You know, a lot of those anchor winches, because I've been on so many private boats, what I see the biggest problem is most guys just push the up button and no one goes up to the bow and looks. That rope can get kinked, or that shackle when it comes through the cat head or it comes through the winch, if you will. It's got like teeth. There's teeth on the winch to pull the rope and the chain, but when the shackle goes through there, sometimes it'll back up and you just keep pushing the button and boom, it blows all the springs out and everything. So you always got to put someone on the bow when you're pulling the anchor I know it's cold and windy up there and nobody wants to go up there, but you need someone up there to make sure that it's going in the hole the right way, and it's because you can blow that thing up so quick and then you blame the anchor winch and it's operator error.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that happens, too, with the windlasses is they twist. And sometimes you have to take all that rope out and get it untwisted, right?
Oh, yeah. You should, especially this time of year, the best thing to do is take all your... The next day you're down at the boat messing around, get all your ground tackle out. But what I mean ground tackle, rope and chain, lay it all out. Get it all out of your box.
We can look out the window right now at the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet. Most of them are doing their boat work, and half of the boats right now that we're looking at have their anchor rope all stacked up either on the bow or going down the forward part of the rail. Yeah. And
bring it out, lay it out on the dock. Get it all laid out on the dock and measure it. It's really cool now because everything's calm. You can measure it out and mark 20 feet on the rope, because most of us don't know when we let 20 feet out. So if you mark it, and how do you want to mark it? Put a little dab of paint on it, a little bit of paint. blue, red, green, yellow.
They also have, like, depending on the type of rope you have, they also have these little, like, flag markers too. You can put in if it's a three, if it's a three-stranded rope. If it's a three-stranded rope.
If you got Pete's kind of money, but some of us, we don't have that kind of money. Yeah, we use our wise nail polish.
I just want an anchor winch, man. That sounds great.
Gee, I spent like $5 to get those little, $5. To spend on those little tags.
That's a month of saltwaterguy.com.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call. But
Email
Dave and he'll take care of it.
All right. Well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Dave calling us from Lemon Grove this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say thanks to Captain Dave. I met him down in Cabo in November. I want to wish him a happy birthday coming up. And congratulations on the tournament he won on the Dorado.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you.
Yeah, he was telling us the tournament story. So, I know you told it on the air, but you won a big tournament down there recently.
Yeah, we got lucky. We were in that Pescaday Turn 8 tournament in November, and it was Wahoo Dorado tournament. There was 167 boats in it, and I fished with my really good friend Jeff Hamm on his boat, the Carpe Diem, and I was just that added extra guest. I was just allowed to go on and just be an angler, and it was pretty fun, and we had a great day. And at 1:30 we had no fish on the boat. At 1:45 we were doing 38 knots back to the dock with a 20-pound Dorado, and we ended up winning $128,000.
Wow.
With a Dorado.
With a 20-pound Dorado.
How cool is that?
Awesome. That's nice. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate that very much. I just got a text from Dan in Lakewood. He said to get a Leuco H2 or H3 winch. He says, I installed it last year on my 45-foot trawler. It's the bomb.
Okay.
You heard of Leuco?
Yeah, Leuco.
Leuco.
Okay. Leuco's phenomenal.
Good stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's bulletproof.
Yeah. All right.
This one was from Mike in Paradise Hills. Dave, how important are gyros? Are they worth the money for a private boater, Mike, in Paradise Hills?
Good question.
I would rather have those than anything. You can take my pedometer away. You can take all my Jeep. You can take everything away. But if you take my gyros, I don't want to go.
You're blind.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go. It's crazy.
How did we do it without it?
I don't know, but it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I thank Jimmy Kingsmill and Pete Grossbeck for turning me on, because I was like, I can do it mine about 15 or 18 years ago.
I've been looking through 7x50s my whole life.
Right.
Don't tell me what I can.
Yeah. And now it's like I can see everything.
Yeah.
It's so spectacular. It's the best. And if you got to save your money till you get them, save your money, but don't go buy something that isn't them. Don't. Wait.
Yeah.
Just keep saving your pennies and saving your money and wait till you can get one. And if you got to get a refurbished pair of gyros, then
if you can get them.
Yeah, if you can get a refurbished pair, but yeah.
So that was going to be my follow-up to that, is what do you think about the, you know, the higher-end but still electronic stabilized glasses versus a true pair
of
gyros?
Like a Techno Stabi,
which is like the $1,100 to $1,200 Fujinon style versus...
Night and day. It's like night and day.
But they still work.
No. They'll work, but it's not the same.
Yeah.
It's just not. I mean, I understand. Most of us don't have $6,000 to spend on a pair of binoculars.
Yeah.
But that $6,000 pair of binoculars is with me always. They live with me. They go everywhere with me. Every time I go on a boat, they're with me. Everywhere I go, they're with me. They're my friend. They're my buddy. And I just got a new motor in them.
Mm-hmm.
$750 for a brand new motor inside of them. I mean, it's an investment. Don't get me wrong. It's not free, but it changes the whole world.
We were laughing and joking about it, you know, that, oh, I don't have this kind of money. But my boat partner and I, neither of us have the type of money to be able to blow $6,000 on nothing. Yeah. We're in a 25-foot skiff, but we have two pairs of Frasers on the boat because it is a tool that is, you can't put a dollar amount on how a difference that those things make.
But that being said, I know a lot of guys that have those food Fujinon Techno Stabies for $1,100, and they do the job. I've looked through them. They're not Frasers. No doubt they're not Frasers, but they work.
The difference between a Techno Stabie and a pair of regular field glasses is it's two worlds
worth
of difference.
So if you can't afford $4,000 or $5,000 for the real deal, the Techno Stabies are a good substitute.
I like them a bunch, and I always tell people that's the very, very first thing that you should buy.
Yeah. And Baker, right here in Point Loma,
Baker Marine,
they have them.
Yeah,
and they fix them.
That's what I always say to people too. No affiliation with Baker Marine. People come into the shop all the time asking about them, but you can buy those glasses, and they cost about the same amount of money no matter where you get them. You can buy them on Amazon, you can buy them West Marine, you can buy them, and they're all about the same price. But when you buy them from Baker, you're buying them from the people who will be doing a repair if and when something happens down the road, and you've got a place you can go.
Be very cautious, though, buying a used pair, for sure. If you're not, you can buy, I know Baker sells used pairs sometimes, but be very cautious, because I know with Frasers, if they break, it's automatic $750.
Absolutely.
Period.
Yeah. Well, not now that Baker does the service, because when you send them to Frasier, it's $750.
No matter what.
And that doesn't include the shipping. So it's really closer to $1,000.
Yeah.
But they repaired it any, you know, but then whatever the cost is, it falls under that repair. But now that Baker is a service center for Frasier, which they weren't before, if it's just a battery switch, they can put a new battery switch in it, and they just charge you
if
labor and parts.
Easy. But it could go higher, too.
But you got it. Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of a gamble.
You got it.
Yeah.
But again, a great service to have. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's got himself a huge prize pack of stuff. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time for the big winner. Congratulations, Lou from Fullerton. Lou, you got the whole prize pack, buddy. The Creepy Crawler soft plastic lures, including that Crossfire reel, the three-quarter day trips at a Dana Moore Sport Fishing, and a full year membership to your saltwater guide. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, Lou. And hey, Dave, congratulations on the success of your saltwater guide and your new life in Cabo.
Thank you
very much.
Life
is good down there, huh?
It's so nice. I'm having such
so
a
how? So being in Cabo, when you do a report every week, how do you stay in touch with what's going on up here so you can give us a report?
That's the, like I was going to say, that's the unique thing. Information is key when you're going fishing. I don't care who you are, Taro, Frank, Roy Rose, Don Hansen. We call people and get as much information as we can before we leave the dock. Well, I have that opportunity. I can call everybody. I find out what's going on. I can talk to everybody, know water conditions. I talk to, and I have over 2,000 clients on my website that are giving me reports too.
So know this is real deal stuff that you're giving us.
Right, and I give, and also, besides giving you, I give my guys a game plan every Thursday afternoon at 3:30 where they should go fishing. Plus, I use Fish Dope all the time. I'm constantly on there because Danny and Jeff are getting information that I don't have. You got to be a member of Fish Dope. You got to be a member of somebody else's website. You need.
And how do we get in touch with you?
YourSaltwaterGuide.com or send me an email at YourSaltwaterGuide@Yahoo.com and look at the video. There's a free video on my website called You Must Watch Before You Go Any Further.
There you go. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. Thanks to Andrew for handling the phones and the board, and thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Next Saturday and Sunday, Morgan and Howie from Hobie Kayaks will be here in the world headquarters. And then next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.